Are you somebody that sits down and do you write lyrics all the time, or do you do the guitar first and then the song comes through? How does it work for you?
It's an interesting question. I know you're a musician yourself and a songwriter and a singer. And for me, I think melody has always been my thing. It's always been my thing. I've been very good at remembering lyrics, but it's not something I just sit down and write lyrics just for the fun of it. So it often starts with either it's a melody that pops up in my head. If I'm really lucky, it'll go with a line of words as well. And that doesn't happen that often, unfortunately. But I think the most common thing for me is that I start on the guitar. I'll find a riff of some sort, and then I'll jam along with it and see where that leads me. And always, and then I try to match the content of the lyrics to the feel of the music so that it matches in the feel, basically. But lately, I've been trying different variations of trying to write songs, and I've tried starting with lyrics as well. And so I've, been all around.
How many songs do you write in a year?
Wow. I'm not sure, to be honest. A lot of people ask me how many songs I have. I don't really know how many songs I have. There's a lot of half-baked songs that I don't really finish. And I think that's a really important thing as a songwriter, that you decide. It's not about not working, but it's just which songs are worth working on. And then you finish the ones that really, really are worth working on.
Mm.
Like, it's really important that you do finish them, and then you move on. But to your question about how many I do a year, I don't really know.
But you just keep writing, and as you said, it's a bit like being a painter. That they'll start off on some artwork, and then they just leave it and they move on. But you have to write it out of your system if it's there.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you might have a good idea and you just can't finish it, and then, like you say, you leave it and you might get back to it later.
When do you write your best songs? When you're happy or sad?
Oh, wow! I feel it might actually be on the both two extremes. If I'm really sad, I might write something really super emotional, or if I'm really upbeat and happy, I might write something hooky and happy. I don't know. You have some good questions. I like being interviewed by a songwriter.
You've traveled so much. I'm so jealous. You've traveled to Australia, you've been to China, you've been all over the place. You've also lived in Australia because you did a degree in Australia as well.
Wow. Done a research.
Yeah, tell us about all the travelling, because you've gigged all over the place. It's not only just being visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
So I think being from where I'm from, when you grow up in this small country, it's the best place to grow up. Like, you see green fields and, you know, beautiful mountains and fresh air and everything. It's the best place. But when you become like a teenager and an old teenager, adolescent, you just want to escape. So a lot of people, young people, they go overseas to study, and it becomes like an escapism for them, where they can combine traveling with studying, and the studying might even become just an excuse. And I think it was in my case. So I lived in Denmark and studied there for 2 years. Then I went back home, played football for a while. And then I wanted to finish my third year in Australia. And my reasoning was that if I could combine finishing my degree, learning to become fluent in English, travel where everyone wants to travel, which is in Australia, on the other side of the world. And the fourth thing actually was to get some sunshine. Because where I'm from, you know, it's a bit like here. It's more cloudy, rains a lot more as well, and it's colder, a lot colder. So in the summer, like for right now, I'm guessing we'll have like 13 degrees. That's normal summer for us. Which sounds horrible, but on a sunny day is the best place to be. And so I got those four things over there, and I stayed at this place called the Sunshine Coast, which sounds super promising, and it had everything. You know, it was sunny all year round because it's like in Queensland, and we're just like on the east northern coast of Australia. And finished my degree there, and while I was doing it there, I might just be blabbing now, you just cut me off when you need
Carry on.
And so on the weekends, I started playing live music.
Mm.
And that was when it started for me. And, you know, made a bit of money from that and helped to pay the rent and everything. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to finish this degree, and then I want to give this music a full shot, which I did. And so I'm just going to make the story a bit shorter. I moved down to Sydney, still on my student visa, but I finished my degree and just focused on music. I lived in a cheap backpacker flat in the middle of Sydney on George Street, if anyone listens, was from there. Did that for a while and just wrote songs, played gigs, like bars and pubs, and just to get by. But it was all focused on music. And then I thought, okay, if I move to London and just use this model that I'm having here in Sydney, if I use that in London, it might work. So I came to London, did the same thing, but it was a lot harder. And knocking on doors here, and there's so many musicians, and the level is just super high. But eventually I got more and more gigs. I could just focus on music and making a living from that again. And we'll continue that. And then I met my manager, and he's got great connections. And we started, you know, building on the brand of this music thing. And so through him, I've gotten to perform in Russia, in China, and South Africa. And we went for a short trip to New York as well. So the only continent I haven't been on yet is South America.
That won't be too long. I don't think
he'll
be there soon, won't he?
Yeah. I got a lot of fans actually in Argentina and Brazil, for example. But yeah, we'd love to get there to play.
Got here professional football player.
No, I was doing all right, and I just had two injuries where I broke my jaw once, and that just set me back a bit and made me focus more on the studies. But I was, you know, I was starting to knock on the doors for the under-21 national team. But again, it's a small country, so it's not that hard to get in. And then again, I got onto the team when I started doing football again and played my last game against Denmark, whom we drew 1-1, which was good. And then right after that, I broke my leg. And I was like, you know, maybe I'm supposed to do something else. I was very impatient. I could have just waited. I don't know. It's funny what life, you know, it brings you places, and sometimes you just have to pay attention to your circumstances and just sort of go with it.
Yep.
Trust that, you know, there's something else.